You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The race toward the November election is heating up, and the matchup between incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and former Senator Russ Feingold is no exception.
The pair have been in the news sparring about national debt, Washington insider status, and the scandal at the Tomah VA facility.
Eleanor Neff Powell is with us now to catch us up on this closely watched contest. She's assistant professor of political science at UW-Madison. And faculty affiliate at the La Follette School of Public Affairs. Eleanor, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the big stories in the race in the last week or so is the now revised ad attacking Russ Feingold on the issue of the scandal at the Tomah VA. What is the backstory there?
Well, the backstory is that several years ago at the VA, there was over-prescription of various drugs that essentially leading to various deaths of veterans. And essentially the original charge that Senator Johnson was making was that people had notified Senator Feingold and that he had failed to act. There's a little ambiguity about whether essentially Senator Feingold ever received that message or not. And so his failure to act, whether or not that was really his fault or not.
And some would say a lot of ambiguity. PolitiFact looked into this, and they rated this claim false. What did they find, you know?
Well, they essentially found that the evidence that the group had put forward that Senator Johnson or Senator Feingold failed to act was basically a little handwritten note in a margin claiming, by the people who sent the memo, claiming that he had received the memo. And so there's no real evidence to know whether or not he received the memo or whether it was really sent or not. So it's really impossible to know how fair this is.
Well, this has been revised now, but here's a little taste of the original ad.
I found out that Russ Feingold got a memo in 2009 that outlined veteran harm, and nothing was done. Russ Feingold ignored veterans' concerns while veterans were dying at the facility.
Now, that ad was revised by the Freedom Partners Action Fund, funded by the Koch brothers and Wisconsin's Diane Hendricks. And how unusual is this, that an ad would get a strong pushback from its target, in this case Russ Feingold, and then the ad would actually be revised? That seems pretty unusual.
Yes, a strong pushback is certainly not unusual, but actually getting the ad revised is fairly unusual. And that was in part because several local stations pulled the ad and refused to continue airing the ad.
Yeah, so TV stations saying, no, we're not going to air the ad. Now, not all TV stations, but what do you need to do as a politician to refute a claim strongly enough that a television station would say, okay, we're not going to play this ad, and then eventually it gets revised?
Yeah, I mean, usually it's difficult to provide strong evidence to convince them to do that. In this case, there really was no evidence that Feingold ever received this information, and so it was a pretty harsh charge without too much evidence, you know, documenting it, supporting it. So in this case, you know, because no one had evidence that Feingold actually heard the or received the information, you can't really say that he failed to act based on information that he may never have received. So it's a somewhat unusual situation where they were actually able to find, you know, a sort of lack of evidence in this case.
Now, even though this ad has been revised now and it does not say that the ad was delivered, the ad in large part is still up there in the airwaves. There's online ads saying maybe the Feingold failed veterans. So has damage been done with this? Is this getting traction?
Yeah, it's a pretty harsh ad, and certainly doesn't, I think, not one that Senator Feingold would want voters to see, and may be hitting home with a lot of people. It's tough to know. We have relatively little polling in the race in terms of, you know, not very frequent polls, and so it's sort of difficult to get a gauge on what impact it's had on voters thus far.
What do we know about the most recent polling?
Well, the most recent polls show, again, depending on the pollster and the exact date of the race, essentially former Senator Feingold with a lead of between 3 and 10 points. It depends a little bit on the pollster and the exact timing of the poll.
And do we know when we'll see more numbers?
We don't. Presumably in the next several weeks we'll get more polls in, but there was a sort of flurry of polling around the Wisconsin presidential primary, and there have been sort of relatively few polls since then.
We're talking right now with Eleanor Neff Powell from UW-Madison, talking about the latest in the Senate matchup race between Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson. Now, another issue to emerge in recent days has been the issue of the national debt. And Feingold and Johnson have been sparring about who has been more serious and maybe more effective about reducing the debt. What are both sides saying?
Well, you know, this is a sort of classic back and forth, sort of each charging that the other was more responsible for increases in the national debt and sort of showing various competing numbers about debt increases during the other's time as senator and sort of arguing about sort of that person was responsible for the debt increases while they were in the Senate. And, you know, those are each somewhat unfair charges in that, you know, any one senator has pretty little impact on the sort of total nature of the debt. The sort of big increases in the debt we've seen over the last several years had to do with the financial crisis and before that, the Bush tax cuts and, you know, it's sort of hard and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and sort of at some level sort of hard to blame former Senator Feingold for the Bush tax cuts and for the Iraq and Afghanistan war, even if he was in office, you know, at the time.
Now, with the big issues that are at play during this race, things like national security and income inequality and immigration, are people going to care about national debt at this particular moment?
It seems less likely to be one of the sort of more salient issues in the campaign, but it's sort of tends to be a classic conservative Republican campaign issue, usually more so for Republicans than for Democrats. And so, you know, I think Senator Feingold sort of trying to take on Senator Johnson on his turf.
Now, in the last week or so, Senator Ron Johnson did sit down to meet with President Obama's Supreme Court appointee Merrick Garland, nominee. What do you make of that choice to do that when there is essentially a roadblock for Merrick Garland?
Well, it's sort of strategically he's trying to thread the needle here. The Republicans in the Senate, including Senator Johnson, are on the record sort of refusing to hold hearings and refusing to move forward with the nomination. But he's sort of trying to appear less obstructionist by agreeing to meet with Judge Garland. And so it's sort of trying to have it both ways a little bit on the issue.
Do we have a sense about how Wisconsin voters feel about the nomination and what Republicans should do?
We don't have a lot of detailed polling on this issue in particular. Most of the sort of larger national polls seem to suggest that people think that the Senate should act, at least have hearings and vote on the confirmation in the near future, but it does not look like that's likely to happen.
Now, in terms of impact, how closely would you say this race is being watched nationally?
The Wisconsin Senate race is definitely being watched closely nationally. It's, you know, there's a chance that the Democrats, if everything went incredibly well for the party, could pick up the Senate in November, and Wisconsin would be a big part of that listing. Senator Johnson's one of the most vulnerable Republicans in the Senate, and it looks like it's going to be one of the most expensive Senate races in the country.
What do you expect to emerge as sort of the key sticking points? Points of conversation as the race progresses?
Well, I think it's possible that the presidential race may have an impact and sort of how that affects turnout within the state on election day and sort of how popular Clinton and Trump end up being at the end of the day.
Now, in the months past, Feingold and Johnson have also been sparring about who can rightfully be charged with being out of touch with Wisconsin. Now, Russ Feingold's campaign has been saying that Johnson has been gone for chunks of time in the state, hasn't been around much. Johnson's campaign challenges that. What is your sense about how voters feel about that question, about who's the most or the least in touch with the people of Wisconsin?
Well, you know, classically, sort of being out of touch with your district and not spending time at home is sort of one of the classic campaign issues and campaign arguments that politicians make. And it can be a devastating claim if voters perceive the politician to actually be out of touch. I think both campaigns are trying to push back pretty hard and sort of argue in favor of their Wisconsin connections and their sort of understanding the people of Wisconsin. It's a little unclear how effective those charges will be against each senator in that, you know, they've both spent some amount of recent time in Wisconsin.
Now, nobody knows how having Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee is going to play out, but What kinds of things are you looking at when you weigh how that could end up affecting this particular race and other races that might be similar to this one on the national scale?
Yeah, it's an incredibly big open question. This is one of those election years where predictions seem to do poorly and lots of unexpected things have happened. I think one of the biggest impacts will be how this affects voter turnout on the election day. Traditionally, low turnout races tend to favor Republicans, but if Trump ends up being unpopular and sort of consistent with his current poll ratings, that could drag down Republican turnout, you know, across the country. And certainly, Senator Johnson will be relying on a strong, loyal Republican base and sort of independence-leaning Republican to turn out on Election Day.
Aside from the turnout itself, is there anything about the candidacy, the issues, the personality of Donald Trump that could affect the race?
Well, he has been certainly making polarizing statements that have seem to have alienated large parts of the electorate, and his favorability ratings are among the lowest, or certainly the lowest we've seen of any major party nominee. I mean, sort of somewhat ironically, you know, Senator, former Secretary Clinton's ratings would be the lowest of any nominee, but Trump's are significantly lower than her ratings are. So it's sort of a race of unpopular candidates all across the board.
Eleanor, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Eleanor Neff Powell is Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-Madison and faculty affiliate at the La Follette School of Public Affairs. She joined us there to talk about the latest from the Feingold-Johnson race for U.S. Senate.